For the second day in a row, Joe Loda tried to seed doubts about Bill de Blasio by linking his past activism in Nicaragua to his current policies. In a biting statement to reporters, Loda said de Blasio's, quote, class warfare strategy in New York City is directly out of the Marxist playbook. In person, Loda stepped back from that a bit.
Are you suggesting that Bill de Blasio is a Marxist?
No.
And why use that term? You're talking about his strategy in this campaign this year, and he's using a Marxist playbook.
Anybody who loves the Sandinistas as much as he does, anybody who wants to support the Sandinistas, who are a pro-Marxist organization, it speaks for itself.
But at the same time, Loda is increasingly adopting de Blasio's framing of the need to reduce inequality in New York. Speaking outside a forum for minority and women-owned businesses, Loda said his policies would reduce income inequality, while de Blasio's prescriptions are insufficient.
He has no platform whatsoever to create jobs in the city of New York. His answer to income inequality are things that are all around the periphery. All good things, but they don't do anything for income inequality.
At a press conference accepting the endorsement of Comptroller John Liu, Bill de Blasio embraced his past work in support of the Nicaraguan Sandinistas. He said it's part of who he is.
I'm a progressive Democrat. I'm proud to be. I've worked on issues of inequality my whole life. I'm very proud of the work. I'm proud of the work I did related to Central America.
He also called Loda's criticisms increasingly silly.
It's 2013. I'd like to note, I'm not going to stoop to Joe Loda's level here. It's just classic Republican tactics.
But there's a method behind those tactics for Loda, who is way down in the polls. Veteran political strategist Jerry Skernick said his dual messages, that de Blasio is out of the political mainstream and doesn't have the right fixes to the problems he's identified, are designed to fill in gaps in voters' perceptions of the frontrunner.
It was to de Blasio's advantage that he really wasn't taken that seriously as a candidate until middle of August, when he suddenly took the lead in the polls. So he really is a bit more unknown than the average citywide candidate at this stage.
Of course, Skernick added, Loda is also unknown. He doesn't think Loda's charged Cold War language will be very effective with voters, but he said after news reports of de Blasio's Nicaraguan activism and a honeymoon trip to Cuba, Loda had to use what he could get. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.